Here's Platt. Nice play with Daniels. Out left to Lee Neville. Lee Neville on the ball now. Swings it towards it. It's Norton! And yes! It's a cracking goal. A cracking header from Norton.
16 minutes gone. Norton header. Centre of the box. Powered it past the keeper.
Cracking play between Platt, Daniels, and a cracking cross from Lee Neville. Swung in towards the back post. And there's Norton. And with a cross like that from Lee Neville, all he has to do is just put his head there and it will hit his head and it'll go in. And that's exactly what happened.
It was a great cross. The marking in the box wasn't that great. Norton was allowed to steam in behind the centre back.
It's the ball, good ball though, swung outwards in the dangerous area.
I think the part-time manager of Eastwood at the moment, the temporary manager, will be asking questions. Ricky Platt's taking the corner on the far side.
It's going to be a nice in-swinging corner. Both Carr and Jones are in the box.
Just about 19 minutes gone.
And it comes from Nicky Platt towards the back post. Jones is there. He brings it forward. Jones with a header and it's in. 2-0.
Terrible defending. That really was shambolic.
They had three attempts there at Eastwood Town to clear that away. And it was really a one-man show. It was Jones. He basically determined like some kind of rhino to get that ball in the net. And that's what he did. And it's 2-0 to FC United of Manchester on, we reckon, 20 minutes, I reckon.
Just about, maybe 19.
20 minutes. 20 minutes, yeah. And it's FC United of Manchester 2, Eastwood Town 0.
That was rather soft, wasn't it?
Really. It was, right. But to be fair, the way he was menacing on that back post there, if the ball was going to go back there, he's done it so many times from corners, he's going to drive it in, isn't he? And that's what he did.
They had a couple of opportunities to clear that corner, and they really didn't. It was very soft defending, and FC, this is a great opportunity for us to beat the Badgers for the first time, because we lost the two previous meetings.
And that's a poor free kick taken by Eastwood's keeper. And Wolfie's through. Is he going to get it round the keeper? That's handball. That is handball.
Norton's playing on.
He's played on and Norton is
Norton
through.
Norton scores and he's given it. He's allowed play on and Norton's been given the goal. And it's 28 minutes. FC United 3, Eastwood Town 0.
It's poor defending that brought in Wolfie. Wolfie was one-on-one with the keeper. The keeper, Reece Watkinson, did handball it. Yes. However, the referee, thankfully, played on.
Common sense by the referee. The ball broke to Norton. Norton really had an empty net to stroke it into, and there is no point penalising the goalie.
And it's the worst scoreline possible for me. It's FC United of Manchester 3, Eastwood Town 0 on 27 minutes. Field towards Birch. Birch with the ball now can swing it out left to Lee Neville. Lee Neville in acres of space brings the ball down well. Cottrell's on an overlap here, but he doesn't need him. Here's Daniels bringing the ball into the penalty area. Holds it up. Here's Lee Neville now. Lee Neville. Toe bung. Lee Neville falls over.
What's he given?
Is that a penalty?
He's given a penalty. I'm not sure the reason for it.
I'm not sure what the reason is either. I mean, Lee Neville
burst into the box. He was challenged.
I think it was handball.
It did strike an Eastwood player, and then Neville fell over. His momentum took him down.
I don't think it was for the foul.
I can only assume it's for the handball, because the ball struck the Eastwood defender.
I mean, and Lee Neville's just running, constantly running. The defender can't get out of the way, but the ball has gone out of play at that point.
So Dean Stott,
I think it is the handball.
Dean Stott has got another opportunity from the penalty spot to improve his record.
This is on 41 minutes, a penalty for Dean Stott to make it 4-0, hopefully.
Reece Watkinson in goal.
Here we go. And he does, slotted home nicely into the top corner.
Watkinson went the wrong way, and it's 4-0 now to FC United.
We're not sure what that was for. If you're listening to the podcast, then I'm sure Marv on the match report can let you know why that penalty was awarded.
Suspicion of handball, maybe.